1 Corinthians chapter 12. Now concerning spiritual gifts. The first thing that I want to say is concerning spiritual gifts. Everybody say concerning. Spiritual gifts. Now, concerning spiritual gifts. These are spiritual gifts. Gifts of the Holy Ghost. Not just talents. Not just abilities. Not just personality types. But these are supernatural spiritual gifts that God gives that we should flow in. And look at somebody and say, you've got one. You've got one. Look at it. Some say, you got a gift. You got something supernatural on the inside of you. It says, I would not have you ignorant. Look at somebody and say, don't be ignorant. I mean, you got to know who you are and what you've got. I tell you what, ignorance is like darkness. And Jesus Christ is the light. Did you know that? And the more that we can have revelation on things and teaching on things, the more of God will be able to manifest himself to us with. How many want to see God manifest himself? Well, Jesus is a gift, isn't he? For God so loved the world that he, what? Gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You can have life by Jesus. Well, I tell you what, each spiritual gift is going to do what? It's going to do what? It's the same gift. It's Jesus. That gift, these gifts that go, these spiritual gifts that he gave us, you know what? We have one spirit to drink of, and that spirit is Christ. And any gifting that you have is meant to manifest Jesus Christ. The works of Jesus Christ. We can put all this together. We've been talking about the Word. But we want Jesus to show up in the Woodlands, Texas. And many times we can separate. We can get so bizarre. And we can get out there. And we miss the mark. But we're going to find out that the more we manifest the gifts of the spirits, and the more that we yield ourselves to the gifts of the spirits, that basically Christ will manifest himself in our midst. Now, concerning spiritual gifts, I would not have you ignorant. You know that you were Gentiles carried away by dumb idols, even as you were led. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 2. You know that you were Gentiles carried away unto dumb idols, even as you were led. Wherefore I gave you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed. And that no man can say that Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Y'all want some revy on that? God, how many of y'all are ready to see God manifest? I'm saying that again because we're getting ready to take the city in Jesus' name. And he's going to use you. And if he's going to use you, he's going to use his spirit within you. And that spirit's going to demonstrate itself and manifest itself through spiritual gifts. And there have been so many abuses in the name of God. You know, just crazy people out of their head. Just zapped out. Blaming their foolishness on God. Destroying lives, destroying churches. And there are certain people that wouldn't go near a church if you paid them because somebody was ignorant concerning spiritual gifts. The Bible says that no man speaking by the Spirit calleth Jesus accursed. Now write these down. So if you're going to operate in the gifts in this house, these are the guidelines that you operate by spiritual gifts. How many, we got all these people that want to be ministers. They want to serve and they want to minister. Well, this is one way. This is how you manifest these things. First of all, the Bible says that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed. Well, of course, you're not going to say that Jesus is cursed, right? Well, you know, many times people say that Jesus is cursed when they prophesy curses on people and prophesy destruction, when they prophesy damnation, when they don't prophesy salvation, they prophesy anything other than life. Guess what? They're saying that Jesus is accursed. If you talk to one of his children, you're talking to him because of the covenant. Amen. If they're born again in Jesus Christ, they're not cursed. He came that you might have life and have life more abundantly. And his blood covers you from all sin. The Spirit of God is not going to curse any believer. No man calleth Jesus a curse. And then somebody said, well, that's Jesus. No, it's Jesus or any one of his seed or any one of his children. He has given us a name far above every name. Say that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Do you know you have the name of Jesus? And when you go out, when people mess with you, they're not messing with you. They're messing with the God in you. The Bible says, touch not my anointing to do my prophets no harm. Why? Because of what you carry on the inside of you. So you got to be careful what you say. We used to tell people, listen, when God sent you out to do ministry, he sent you out with blessings. And he expected you to get the job done with treats. With not a paddle, with not a whip, with not any of those other things. All you got is the gospel of Jesus Christ. Jesus came, said, he came in the book of Isaiah. He preached out of that. His first message said, for the Spirit of the Lord is upon me to preach the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that's all that you have. Now, if you get out there and anything else, you know what? You're probably not going to be flowing in the spiritual gifts. Yeah. Now, if a believer is out there, you're not going to speak a curse on a believer. We're going to learn that. Because no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed. And what's the best representation that we have of Jesus today? What is it? The church is his body, isn't it? Now, we're learning. The church is his body. Now, if the church is the body of Christ, it is the body of Christ. He is the head of the body, the same thing. Well, does that mean that any Looney Tune can get up in church and say, well, this church is doomed? They're not going anywhere. And people do that all the time. But, you know, people do some crazy things. And they don't understand when they get up there in prayer groups, they get up there in prayer meetings, and they get all weird, and they get all flaky, and they start talking about church. Well, that church is the body of Christ. And no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed. Amen. Because it's that body, it's that church that's going to do the works of Jesus. Amen. So many times you can just judge things by the Spirit. Say, no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed. If it's a church that God established, guess what? That's him. And that's how he's going to manifest himself. A church is just not a group of people. It's a supernatural thing that God puts together that he chooses to manifest himself in. And we're going to learn these things. How many of you have seen people claim things on spiritual gifts? And they got these gifts of destruction. And we're going to find out what the spiritual gifts are really there to do. And when people learn about their gifts and learn how to use those gifts, it will accomplish something. As we learn these things, how many of you have never heard that before? I mean, how many of you've all, we sit up there and you have to judge things. You know, we have to judge every word. And people get up there and say all kind of crazy stuff. Well, that's just a judgment right there. No man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed. That means I can't talk about church, any church. If it bears his name and they're doing the works of him, that's a part of him. No man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed. So you got to watch what you say sometime and watch which way you go. Some people get themselves out there and prophesy. I mean, they're out of the flesh. They're not in the spirit. That's the flesh. You got to be careful what you say. Is that good? And that no man can say that Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Now, there are diversities of gifts but the same Spirit. There are diversities of gifts. Their giftings can be different how they manifest in people, but it's the same Spirit. Not every pastor is going to be alike. Diversities. Diversities and different. There are diversities of gifts but the same Spirit. I mean, I have certain people that I usually flow with better because we're somewhat alike. But there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. How many of you know that we're different than most people? You'll have one speaker come in here and he'll preach the same thing that we preach, but in a different way. But it's the same Spirit. That means that you don't have to, you know, you don't have to be Brother Hagin to be doing the works of God. And you don't have to be exactly like me or the other one in order for your ministry and for your gifting to be true. There are differences of giftings and you've got to learn that, but the same Spirit. That's the good thing about it. That means we can preach it yelling, screaming and hollering and dancing and laughing. And our brother Joel down the street can preach it standing straight on the television. It's the same Spirit. It's the same Spirit. There are different ways that you manifest things, but the same Spirit. And we got to learn to accept that. And many times we think, how many have been around immature people in the things of God? Amen. And they think if everybody's not acting like them, something's wrong with them. Amen. You know, if everybody's just not acting, you know, everybody should have joy. But if everyone doesn't manifest joy the way that they manifest joy, something's going to be wrong. Amen. Well, they're just ignorant. There are differences. Everybody is not going to be the same. God is diverse, and giftings are diverse. People are going to do things differently. And just because someone does it a different way doesn't mean that it's not God. And there are diversities of operations, but it's the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to who? Who's the manifestation of the Spirit given? Oh, isn't that great? How many of you want to see God do something? How many of you want to see God move? Do you know that the manifestation of the Spirit is already given to you? You've already got it. Everybody's waiting on God to move, and you're waiting on to see Brother Benny Hinn do this. And then, but the Bible says that the manifestation, it doesn't, that means show up. That means that God, that it's been, God has promised you that within you that you can work your spiritual gift and you'll see God manifest. God will manifest on every believer. How many have seen God move in your life? Isn't that a good thing that God promised that he's just not the apostle that he's going to manifest himself in? That it's just, he will, he said the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man. And when you go to minister to people and you go to flow there and you can stand on the word and say, thank God I've already got a gift of the manifestation of the Spirit. I don't have to hope for it. I qualify because I'm one of these. It says every man is given a manifestation of the Spirit. So you are guaranteed in the word to have a manifestation in the Spirit. To every man, to show off, let's go right there. This is what we got to learn, church. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7. But the manifestation, when God shows up and God does something beyond you, what is it there for? To every man to profit withal. Your gifting is there to make things better, not worse. I mean, if it's Jesus, Jesus is going to come on the scene and make things better. How many ever seen Jesus in the, you know, when we read the Gospels, how many of you are reading the Gospel narratives and you read the Bible, you read the stories, and there was a situation ready, going terrible, and Jesus shows up and it gets worse. You know, there are some Christians that are like that. I mean, you could be sinking, and by the time they show up, it'll get worse. It won't get better. But if you're going to manifest the Spirit of God, things are going to get better because it's given to profit everybody. So as we flow in this, this is a sad thing in our city because many pastors have flown, have strayed away from the manifestation of the Spirit and the things of God and the gifts of the Spirit because ignorance has destroyed churches. Well, whose fault is that? It's your job to equip the saints. If you don't train them, of course they're going to make a mess. You can't give anybody a car and expect them to get in the car. Go on driving down the interstate. If you have to teach people to drive, or they'll hurt themselves. Well, if you notice, people, there are many churches today that aren't allowing people to flow in the gifts of the Spirit. And we wonder why we're not seeing God manifest. We wonder why things aren't happening the way that they happened in the Bible days, because they've shut down how God's going to manifest himself. When you shut out the gifts of the Spirit, you shut out a piece of God. But we want to open these things up and see you flow in your gifting and see you manifest God. We'll see God on a greater dimension and on a higher level as you do these things. But you got to realize this. If it's not profiting anybody, it's not the Spirit of God. If it's not making things better, it's not God, period. And nobody should have to wait for you to mess around and hear you blabber your mouth for 2 years to find out whether it's God or not. Jesus ministered for 3 years, and you could tell he did good in those years, didn't you? We didn't have to wait 40 years down the road to find out whether those prophets was any value. You will be able to find value in people's giftings. Amen. Profitable. Every spiritual gift is profitable because it's not your gift and it's not the way you do it. It's God's gift, and it will be profitable immediately. Isn't that great? Because it's not you that does it, it's God that does it. So when you see people that are claiming some spiritual gift, I tell you what, it should be profitable. It shouldn't tear up stuff. It shouldn't tear stuff up. It should put stuff back together again. For to one it's given the Spirit of the Word of Wisdom. Somebody say, thank God for wisdom. Now that doesn't mean just your two cents everywhere. It doesn't just mean your opinion. There are some people that are always throwing their two cents everywhere, and you wonder why they're always broke. But the Word of Wisdom. There is a supernatural gift, church, called the Word of Wisdom. And I know for a fact, when that gift is in manifestation, there were times, you know, it's just amazing, the gift. We not saying we've been walking in foolishness for the last year, but there was a time to where this gift would flow in my life because of the need of it was so great. And I would step in circumstances and situations that I had no knowledge of whatsoever. And I could step in that thing, and the wisdom of God would tell you exactly how to do it, whether you knew it or not. And you know, it would be accurate. And you could tell some things, but you had to be really careful how you manifest in it and how you flow in it. People could come to me with situations or things, and I would never tell them, but you know, I'd have the answer right on the inside, the wisdom of what to do. People would come with different answers, and the wisdom of God, they thought it was just, oh, you're so smart. No, I know Jesus, and there's a gift of wisdom, and I've learned to depend on the gift of wisdom. And the gift, you got to learn and discern these giftings, because it will help you out. The gift will help you out. It's just not smart people. It's something of God, that when that gift is in manifestation, you got to know when it's in manifestation and when it's not in manifestation. But when it's in manifestation, pull on it, because what will it do for you? It will cause you to profit. It will cause you to profit. And many times we had a flow in that body when we first started. There was the gift of wisdom in manifestation. And we would flow in that gift, and people just started to make more money because of the gift of wisdom. I just don't sense that that's the right area to go. Not control. See, wisdom is not controlling. Wisdom just gives light. Wisdom just gives light, and it helps you understand things a little bit better. So thank God for the supernatural gift of wisdom. See, the devil likes to get in and mess with things that God has and pervert things that God has. If you look at the people on the television today, what they're doing is they're mimicking the gift of wisdom. And that's the foolishness, and that's the end that leads to death. But if the church would stand up and learn their spiritual gifts, people wouldn't have to be calling 900 numbers. They could go to church and just sit beside somebody. And the gift of wisdom doesn't run its mouth all the time. Because the Bible says a wise man keeps his mouth shut. So I tell you one thing about someone that possesses the gift of wisdom. They don't always have their jaws flapping. And that gift will manifest. You could go out to eat with somebody. You don't have to tell them the situation. You don't have to tell them the situation. You don't have to tell them anything. You just eat lunch, and you'll be looking at a tree. And the gift of wisdom will speak, and you'll get your answer for the gift of wisdom. I tell you what, when Jesus said, look, throw the net on the other side of the boat, that was the gift of wisdom in manifestation. Why? It was a wise thing to do, wasn't it? Well, many times we want God to help us and bail us out. Most of the time that God helps you, he's going to help you through the spiritual gifts. That's how he's getting to you. And you're going to realize that when he's moving in the spiritual gift, and when there's a gift in manifestation, that's Jesus' hand extended to you to bring you out. And every gift is potent. See, many people say, I need a breakthrough financially, and I just need someone to write me a check. I need God to do that. And God will send you the gift of wisdom. And if you would embrace the gift of wisdom, that's God's hand of help towards you. Spiritual gifts of wisdom. But if you have a gift, you got to nurture the gift. You've got to stay in the Word. You've got to stay quiet. You've also got to shut up, so that when you do speak, people will honor the words that you do speak. Bless God. He's a wonderful God. So that's the gift of wisdom. You preach what you need. And you speak those things. And if you speak those things, you plant seeds. So we're preaching on these things that you might not want to hear. But I tell you what, if we preach it and it's truly God, and we preach it clearly, it will start to manifest. Later on, we're taking tonight a Wednesday night service, and we're planting a seed. See, we got people out there doing the health ministry. Amen. That's wonderful. But we want to see you out there manifesting God. But you're not going to be able to manifest God until you have the seed of spiritual gifts planted in your heart. So we can expect a couple. I don't know how long it takes. Only God does. But I know it will come to pass. I've learned to be faithful in sowing. It'll come back. When will it come back? When you need it the most. It'll show up. It'll show right up when you think you need it the most. And I prophesy and I speak in this place tonight. You're going to see people moving in gifts in the spirit of excellence. Why? Because we've sown the word faithfully and we expect it to come back that way. You'll be able to get your need met. The saints will be trained for excellence of ministry. And you'll also be instructed when you get a Looney Tune, and you'll be able to help them when they're out of tune a little bit. You'll be able to tune them up a little bit. So the gift of wisdom. Thank God for the gift of wisdom. Oh, bless the Lord. I'm feeling the anointing of the Holy Ghost. I'm sensing the anointing of the Holy Ghost just talking about these things. I'm just excited. I just can't wait to see. There's God in you, and God's ready to manifest. You got a big smile on your face because you know God's doing something wonderful. What did you do to me, brother? Wait a minute. You'll catch something that you can't get rid of. But it's good. This is a supernatural God thing. We decided... We popped in a CD. I don't run my mouth. We popped a CD in from a tape that we found from 1999, and we put the tape in, and you know it was Brother Marty preaching. And you know that man, he said, I don't know why I'm doing this. I never do this. He said, I don't even know where I'm going. But you know, he hit every single area that we've touched in the last about 2 to 3 years. And he was talking about the mighty move that Brother Hagin had prophesied that was going to take place across the land. It's a God thing. Now there are the manifestation of the Spirit is given to prophet all. So you got wisdom, and to another a word of knowledge by the same Spirit. Now, wisdom will talk about the future. That doesn't mean you get yourself a stand, a little stand and a crystal ball, and put yourself out there in the street. Don't do that. And there's also the word of knowledge. And many times the gift of knowledge, you know, there have been a lot of abuses with the gift of knowledge, or the so-called gift of knowledge on the amateur level. Knowledge is a spiritual thing. The word of knowledge, when God uses it, it's beautiful. Knowledge is not, you know, you just see somebody that looks like they've been out all night long, and then you go up to them and say, the Lord told me you've been out all night long. You see someone's shoes is, you know, a little run down. You say, Lord told me that I have a word of knowledge. You need a new pair of shoes. That's just common sense. It goes beyond. It will go beyond just the obvious. You'll have knowledge of things that goes beyond the obvious. The gift of the word of knowledge is not presumption. There are some people who just got a dirty mind and blame it on God. I've been in some things, boy. I've heard some people say some things, boy. If my Lord, it's just a shame. And blame it on the Holy Ghost. How is that going to profit anybody? How is that going to profit anybody? The way you handle gifting. Now, we do know that Jesus had knowledge that there was a woman that was with a man that wasn't her husband. That was a word of knowledge. He could tell her that, but it did profit her because she got her stuff right. She said, I perceive that thou art a prophet. But that was a prophet, someone standing in the office of the prophet, moving in that way. You see what I'm saying? That was just not an everyday person in somebody's business. That was somebody in the office of a prophet. It's a big difference. She didn't say, sir, I perceive that thou have the gift of the word of knowledge. She said, I perceive that thou art a prophet. I tell you about someone that moves in the gift of the word of knowledge. It will do supernatural things. Basically, the word of knowledge will basically do one thing. It will give people faith. I learned about the gift of the word of knowledge. I talked with Sister Anna Jean, and when they started the Voice of Healing way back then, she said that it was Brother William Branham. Brother William Branham had a particular gift to where he would get into a room and he would minister to the people so heavily and so accurately and so intensely that the faith level would be so high that they could believe God for anything. He did not have the gift of healing. He had the gift of the word of knowledge. And he would speak some things to people, and they would be so blown away that he was so accurate that they would believe anything. And he said, now believe God for your healing and receive it, and they'd go on and get it. Amen. Sister Anna Jean said she had gone out with Brother Branham. They were eating at a restaurant one day, and she was sitting there eating with Brother Branham, and all of a sudden the waitress comes up to them at the table there at this restaurant, and he looks at the waitress, and the waitress is putting down the drinks. And he says, and don't you worry about what the doctor told you this morning about your dad. He's going to be healed and everything's going to be okay, honey. You just go on about your business. It's all right. And the lady screams and drops all the food. She just got a call and said that her dad had had cancer. Isn't that something out? The gift of the word of knowledge. Brother Branham would, this is before they had the little earpieces. See, a lot of times when you hear these people faking stuff, they're mimicking what God did through true people way back then. Brother Branham would call someone. He'd say, let's see, I see right now I'm driving down a road right now, and he'd be in cities he had never been before. He says, I'm driving down the freeway and I see a college. I see this college. And he would look and he would explain everything on the street, and the Holy Ghost would take this man down a road across under things, and he would describe dogs on the street, the color of houses. And he said, I'm at a house, and the house number is this house, and this is the color of the house. I'm opening the door right now. There's a green chair, and somebody forgot to put their shoes up. I'm walking up to the thing, and I hear somebody sing in that room right now. This is what they're saying. And he would repeat a conversation that the people had just before they came to the church. And then whoever he was talking about, the people would start screaming in the room, and then he would know that's the one that God wanted to move on. Supernatural gift of the word of knowledge. Now, we talked about God taking away the brass and giving us gold. See, if we get rid of all this other stuff that anybody can do, we can all get up there and play games. But if we get beyond the games, we can get to the real stuff that God wants to do. I'm ready to see that gift move in operation again. And you know what? The manifestation is given to every man. If you'd learn what's right and get rid of the wrong, good stuff will start to happen. And we'll start to see God move in that dimension once again. The real word of knowledge. And the word of knowledge will basically be dealing with things pertaining to the right now. The right now. Many times in ministry, if you're heavily, as you do certain things, you'll get word of knowledge. That doesn't mean you blab it out. I've talked to people, and they don't have to tell me the whole story. You just know. You just got knowledge of what's going on. But when it's really the true gift, I've never had the word of knowledge. Well, I've had some words. I could discern, someone that's a controlling devil, the Jezebel spirit. And the Jezebel spirit is just not someone that's loose. I could discern that crazy stuff. Just like that. And how can I pick it up? I just get very upset. Anybody seen me when I get upset? And I'll be with them for 15 minutes. They don't have to say anything. And before you, I'm madder than a dog. And I don't know, madder than a dog if somebody stole his bone. It's a spirit there. So the word of knowledge will be dealing with things pertaining to the right now. Many times, you'll be in church. And when you have how does this person know? They'll start preaching things and start teaching things and start reading your mail right there. And you're getting mad. What is happening? That you don't have to know. That's the gift of the word of knowledge. God says this is going on in the body right now. You talk about this. Don't worry about it. None of your business who's dealing with it. But you teach this right now and it'll make a difference. And I tell you what. So when you see a gifting in manifestation, know that Jesus is in the room. He cannot be separated from his manifestation. He and his manifestation are one and the same. So if God is ministering to the place, get beyond just, well, this little thing is happening to me right now. What a wonderful coincidence. Get your mind off of that and get that Jesus is in the house. God is before me. See, she got beyond. She wasn't caught up that he told her all of her business. She got beyond that. She said, I perceive that you are a prophet of the Most High God. She looked to Jesus. When you see those things start to happen, reach out and let your faith level match the manifestation. Then you'll start to see God move in higher dimensions or in higher ways, and you start to reverence God. I tell you what, when God does mighty things, I get quiet sometimes. Sometimes I shout, but sometimes, you know what, I know God. I watch my step. When it gets real good, when God's working miracles, I don't play games that God is in the house. I reverence the Holy Ghost. And you should reverence the Holy Ghost. So the gift of the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. To another faith by the same Spirit. How many thank God for the gift of faith? And I'll tell you how the gift of faith works. We all have faith. Supernatural faith. How many know Brother Wigglesworth? Brother Wigglesworth never claimed to have a healing ministry. Did you know that? Brother Wigglesworth got a lot of people healed. Well, he got a lot of people healed. But most of the time when Brother Wigglesworth got people healed, he got them healed by moving in the gift of faith. Supernatural faith. Holy Ghost faith. Well, see, some of you will be able to get people healed and do things even though you don't have that power. You don't have the gift to get people healed where you just lay hands on them and all of a sudden they just feel hot oil go over their body. Well, you might have the gift of faith. If you learn what your gift can do, you can get them healed by faith. Brother Wigglesworth raised the dead by faith. Brother Wigglesworth punched people in the stomach by faith. People would have cancer. He didn't have the gift of healing. A gift of healing doesn't have to punch somebody in the stomach. But faith will. He believed God that cancer was going to go so bad that he would physically take it off. When he prayed for people with cancer, he said, look, the Bible says that cancer shouldn't be there. And in Jesus' name, by faith, I'm going to pull it off. So if he saw a tumor on your head, he would knock it off. If he saw you had a lump in your belly, his faith. Then don't you go out there punching anybody. If you ain't got nobody healed last week or the year before then, don't you go out there punching anybody. You're on your own. Everybody hear me say that? But his faith, he was moved by faith, and faith caused him to do things, and he would get people healed by faith. Amen. By faith. Supernatural faith. When the gift of faith is in manifestation, listen, that's a gift. It's not just somebody that's read the Bible a lot. Thank God that we read the Bible a lot. But there's something supernatural beyond the norm in manifestation at that point. And if you learn these things, you'll be able to reap from God greater benefits. When the gift of faith is in manifestation, we say, come now, come quick. We got the faith to get some things accomplished right now. But sometimes we're so slow, we can't grab a hold of anything. Faith says you can do anything, and there's a manifestation that I don't care who it is. I just want to heal somebody right now. That's faith in manifestation. Thank God for the gift of faith. What do you do when the gift of faith is in manifestation? Agree with it and use it. And usually, what do you do when the gift of faith is in manifestation? Do something. When the person, Brother Wigglesworth, could get people healed and they didn't have to even agree with him, and he'd still get them healed. He would minister to people so roughly that the people, after he prayed for them, he'd have people get up out of the wheelchair. He had one woman that was sitting in a wheelchair, and she sat in the wheelchair, and he told her, get up. And she didn't feel like she could get up out of that wheelchair. He looked at her again. He said, I said, get up. And she was still sitting there waiting for something miraculous to happen. Well, he yelled at her and went at her. And the woman got so scared, she got up out of the chair and ran out of the building. She ran out of the building because she was scared of him. It was his faith. When the gift of faith is in manifestation, it's solely on the person that has that gift. So you might not have faith. You might not have faith for your miracle. How many want some things to happen, and at times your faith level is not there? Well, the gift of faith means you didn't have to work for that faith. It's a gift. It would be like you had the faith of Brother Hagin all of a sudden, just for a split second. It's the gift of faith. I mean, some of you didn't have a miracle. You don't have the faith to get $1 million, but the gift of faith is there for that. Well, grab a hold of it while you can. Thank God for the gift of faith. Don't you know that we might not have the faith to buy this building, but one day a gift will come, and the gift will come that will get us beyond where we are. We just catch the wave and do it and act on it. When the gift of faith is in manifestation, agree with it. And when you agree with it, just do something with it. Whatever they say you to do. I tell you what, the gift of faith is in manifestation when Jesus turned the water to wine. They moved in faith by being obedient to put the water in the pot. And they were obedient. They did what he said to do. And guess when they did it? It was faith. And they got a miracle. Do what God tells you to do. That's how you move with the gift of faith. We can do it. I see people with the gift of faith all the time, stepping out there on faith. I thank God that we got people that are built in faith. If you're around here, you're going to develop faith because of the word. But I've also seen people go beyond. They come in with something, just a belief structure beyond the norm. That's the gift of faith. Thank God for those people. That's the Holy Ghost. And use it. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by the same Spirit. Did it say the gift of healing? Did it say that? No. It said the gifts of healing. I do believe this myself. That there are gifts of healing. And I don't have a lack of faith in certain areas, but there are certain gifts, graces that you might be a specialized in different fields, in the healing field. And I have seen that happen time and time again. For some strange reason, we can pray for deaf ears. And usually deaf ears will be healed a little bit quicker in our case than other things. Does that mean we got more faith for deaf ears? No, that just means it happens. That doesn't mean that we're not limited to deaf ears. But there is a gifting in that area for deaf ears. Isn't that amazing? Different people are really good in the area of cancer. That's a healing. There are some people that have the gift to get, they can move and they can get people that are depressed well again. There are certain people that have psychological disorders. And with these psychological disorders, there's a gift there that God will use to get that thing taken care of. You can be healed. You can be healed. So there are gifts of healing. Gifts of healing. And you can be strong in one suit, and there are some people that are so powerful they might be strong in all of them. You can have faith for any healing, for that, and pray for anything. But I tell you what, there is a gift of healing. There is a gift of healing, and that gift of healing is almost instantaneous. Thank God for that gift, but you must know. You've got to know what your gift is. You've got to know where your gift is and what you bring healing to, and get out there and do it. God is a healer. God is a healer. And don't you let somebody else that, see, remember we learned earlier when they said there were diversities of ministries? We get a lot of people that come in here, and that brother just moved in one little way. There are different ways that God moves. Not everybody's going to heal somebody like them. Not everybody's going to heal anybody like that. So don't limit the people. Don't teach this to these people. There could be somebody with a greater gift than yours out there, and because they don't act like you and don't move like you, they'll never get out there and heal the one that you can't heal. I don't care who you are. You're not going to be able to heal everything. You have a part of it, not the whole of it. You know what? We can't save everybody. We can't save everybody, but who we can reach, we'll reach those. And it's conceited and selfish, and it lessens God to think you can do the whole thing by yourself. You need others. You know, thank God that Nations Church is the greatest church on earth, but we thank God for those other ones. Hallelujah. We thank God for those other ones. I tell you what, when we refuse to acknowledge the others that God has got out there, we deny our Christ. God is a lot bigger than Nations Church. What God wants to do, he can't fit it all in here. He can't fit it all in here. God is bigger than this. But we'll get our part. We'll learn to work what we've got. We'll learn to work what we've got. And I believe if we work what we got, we'll see more than what we've ever seen before. To another, the working of miracles. That is a powerful word. That is a powerful word. And that's what God is going to manifest in this last decade, this last age. The working of miracles. Well, people get afraid because we see God do things like when he works a sign and a wonder. God can do things. Someone says, does God just heal people? No, he does a whole lot more than heal people. He can do whatever he wants to do. And if God does something different or something strange, Paul, that your faith would not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. God can do whatever he wants to do. If God wants to make a chair rip up and fly around the room, whoop-de-doo. He can do whatever he wants to do. It's the working of miracles. And we're going to see some strange things in the days to come. Strange things solely for the purpose of letting people know that there is something out there beyond your own understanding. God is going to do something that the soothsayers can't do. I tell you what, turning a stick into a snake was a sign and a wonder, and it was a miracle. Thank God for miracles. We cannot limit God to just healing people. We cannot limit God to just baptizing people in the Holy Ghost. We've got to let God be God. He can do whatever he wants to do. So expect supernatural signs and wonders in this last day. How do you think one man's going to lie dead out in the street for a couple of days, then get back up again? How is that going to happen? Miracles. You better get in agreement with the word of God. Just because you haven't seen it doesn't mean he can't do it. You're going to see it. They had to believe God. Noah had to believe God for water when he had never seen the rain. You're believing God for a flood and you've never seen the rain of the Spirit in the way that you're going to see it in these next days to come. There are giftings of working of miracle. And I tell you what, there are miracles within your heart already. I guarantee you, within this house, God's got a miracle somewhere planted. It's already in you. To every man is given the manifestation. What are we talking about? To everyone that's given the manifestation. You know your whole year is in you. People don't realize that you know what everything God's going to do, it's already in you. That miracle that you need tomorrow, it's already in you. If it's not in you, it's in somebody else. That thing you're going to go through tomorrow, God has already supplied. It's in somebody right now. Whatever you need, I want you to know God has already, he already knows what's coming tomorrow. And somewhere in that body, God's got exactly what you need already. Whatever we need God to do to make things happen for this ministry, do you know it's in you already? The kingdom of God is not far off, but it's in you. Somebody needs healing. Don't you go look into heaven for the healing. God's got it on the inside of somebody. Pull on that gift that God has already given you. For the manifestation of the Spirit is not given to the heavenlies. It's not put in the clouds. It's not in storage someplace, but it's given to every man. And if we learn to find out where that anointing is and where that power is, we start to move in it. You need to get your attitude, your mindset. When you come to church, I need healing. You, instead of looking up there, start looking around. That Jesus is in the house somewhere. Somewhere there's a temple somewhere that's got my healing on the inside. Somebody's got some faith. Thank God for the supernatural church of the Lord Jesus Christ. My God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches in glory. And he shall build a glorious church. Yeah. Oh, you might catch something. Coming back for a glorious church without spot nor wrinkle. And my God shall supply all of my need. Where? To another, the discerning of spirits. We haven't seen this lately. But I tell you what, there are all kind of devils out there. There are all kind of spirits out there. There are certain people you deal with and you're dealing with them in the head. There are certain people you just need to say, that's a devil. That person is no longer flying the plane. That plane is on autopilot. That's why the Bible says we've wrestled not against flesh and blood. There are certain circumstances where you'd be wasting your breath to talk to certain people. They are under the influence. In this last way, there are a lot of people that are under the influence, and you need to stop wasting your time trying to talk to their head and start to talk into the heavenlies and talk in the spirit and get that thing taken care of. There are discerning of spirits. And that's not the same thing. That's not accusing people of stuff. And that's not the gift of suspicion. It's not the gift of assumption. There are discerning of spirits. You'll be able to catch things, and there are different ways that that gift will even work. It won't work the same way for everybody. I'm not saying this is how it's going to work for everybody, but we can use ourselves as examples, and you can use yourself as examples. I said there's one that we can usually catch. I said we can usually catch rebellion. We can usually catch rebellion. How do we catch it? Does God come down and give us an audible voice? That's just spirit of witchcraft. That's a spirit of rebellion. No, I just get uneasy, and I don't know before they even manifest. There'd be some people that are the sweetest people. There was one boy that came here one time. This was the sweetest boy you ever met in your life. I mean, a wonderful little boy. Just came here. He would have been so good for the church. Man, we would have given him anything if we had been there. Went out to eat with that guy, and I don't know what got a hold of me. We went out to eat. I looked at him, and I went to put some food in my mouth or something, and I looked up and said, "You're nothing but a Pharisee." And I just rebuked that boy from top to bottom, read his mail, and I don't know what it was, and I tried to be one way, but I just could not come out of it, and I don't know what it was, and so I just left it there, and that really fixed that. He never came back to church again. You know, that was his. He never came back to church again. Well, come to find out, that boy had been around the church around the corner, see, and he had put a show on down there. See the Holy Ghost, how the Holy Ghost will catch stuff. He had stood up in a church one place and called himself a prophet. This is before he said anything, and created a big mess down there. And we hadn't known this, but he was planning to do the same thing here. But the Holy Ghost caught him at the restaurant. See, the gift of discernment will catch stuff before it gets a chance to manifest. It'll tell the devil, before you even start something, let me let you know, God knows you. Get thee behind me, Satan. I mean, they could come with roses in their hand, but the Holy Ghost will catch it. You got to understand, God will see right through your mess. You can't fool everybody. There's some people that are walking in the spirit that will see right through you. And you'll be able to move in some of that stuff too if you get into the Holy Ghost and walk in the spirit and not after the flesh. And just because you got the gift of discerning of spirit doesn't mean you always see bad things. If all you see is bad stuff, that means you got a life full of hell. And if you got a life full of hell, that means you're a hellion. But if you got the gift of discerning of spirits, if you're around, guess what? You should be able to see just as much good as bad. Actually, if you're living around right people and stuff like that, you should see more good. I just see certain people and fall in love with them. Why? I discern something good on the inside of them. I see possibilities. I discern that God wants to use you. I'm more concerned about what God can do other than what the devil's done. Discerning of spirits. I discern Jesus on you. He's the great master spirit. And that's what we should be caught up into and not necessarily the negative. Anybody ever seen people that say they have the discerning of spirit? They can always catch stuff. When a Looney Tune came down, one woman came down. She'd go around and calling people names and blamed it on the Holy Ghost. Called people names and blamed it on the Holy Ghost and would go on there and make big shows and embarrass people. I discerned her spirit. She was obnoxious. God doesn't do that. That's not going to profit anybody. You're just a busybody. You need to stop that mess and get on to something big. Doesn't it feel good? I tell you what, we don't waste our time thinking about the negative stuff and the bad stuff. What a waste of time. Think about the good. Think about Jesus. To another on the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits and diverse kinds of tongues. Thank God for the gift of tongues. Now We skip prophecy, but we'll get on that later, but that's a big topic. But we thank God for prophecy. Now, tongues will give you the ability to speak to many nations. Not just the gift to speak in angelic tongues in church, but it's the ability to speak to lots of people. And in a community like this one, if you're in a community and you can't relate to people in your community, you know what you need? That's when you say, thank God for the gift of tongues. You might not be able to talk golf, but you can pray for the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost will have you talk golf. Amen. You might not like country music, but you can pray for the gift of tongues, and God will cause you to speak in languages that you wouldn't normally speak. You can use the gift of tongues in communication and generational gaps, diverse kinds of tongues. Now, of course, they were talking about different ancient languages and different languages around the world. But if God can do those great things, don't you think he can do a simple thing such as that? And if people would learn to flow in those gifts, somebody can reach those people and communicate to those people. And the other one is the interpretation of tongues. Well, stand up and bless God. God is doing something. God is doing something, and he's doing something good. And I want you to declare right now, say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm a vessel, and I've got manifestation of you on the inside of me. And where I go, people profit. Thank you, Father, that I bring good things, that I bring life, because I take the word and things are getting better every day. Father God, use me as a vessel, as a carrier of your anointing. Father God, teach us the ways of the Spirit. Reveal to us our supernatural, spiritual gifts. Father God, let us excel. Let us excel into dimensions beyond our human mentality to receive those things that you've spoken and only you can do. We thank you, Father. Bless you, Father, in Jesus' name.